Already, tonight is a night of spectacular technical and physical dysfunctions. I am sick. I think Jesse's sick. Are you sick still?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, he's probably sweating it out. My computer didn't work, so I'll be reading all the prompts off of my phone. And we won't have sound effects. So we just want you guys to know that this show is not made up of smoke and mirrors. It is pure comedy from unhealthy people. So what I'm going to do, we're going to just add this shit in post, our little intro and little music cues. I'm going to fire up my iPhone 6. That actually got a laugh. Real nice.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
All right, are you ready to meet your contestants? Woo! All right, please welcome to the stage Nick McGavern. I hope I'm saying that right. Nick McGavern. Sit real right in the middle. Zach Coles. There he is. He's doing well. And none other than Jesse Jones. Right there. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Did I say your name right? McGavern?
McGavern. Yeah.
There's no C.
No, but there probably was originally.
And then your family was like, we don't want to seem too Irish.
Yeah, well, Scottish.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
See? Or were they? Or did they change that too?
Who knows?
Okay, I mean, I don't know.
Every McGavern is related to me, so that's fun.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear. Well, you've never been on the show before.
No, I'm very excited. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I don't think we've ever spoke.
I don't think so.
Before, Jesse Jones recommended you.
Yeah, well, that's sure to be his downfall.
So, so if you suck, Jesse's off the show forever. I don't know. That seems fair. I don't think you're going to suck. All right. I'm making it awkward. Zach Coles.
Hello.
This is probably the last time you'll ever be on the show.
It's looking likely, yeah.
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 Not from performance.
No, you're awful. I'm objectively awful at it.
You're not punished. You know, but you're moving to
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Why?
I hate my life.
And you want to hate it more.
Yeah.
So you're going to go there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what I deserve.
He's banished to the land of angels. All right. And Jesse Jones.
Hey.
You're on every show.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
But these people wouldn't know that.
I'm sorry about my voice.
That's right.
When's the last time we did the show?
Several months.
Several months?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was because planning.
Yeah.
Lack thereof.
Yeah. And somebody went and selfishly reproduced.
That's right. I did. I had a baby. I mean, yeah, I helped make a baby like how 10 days ago. Well,
were,
I helped 9 months and 10 days ago.
Yeah.
The baby was born 10
you
days ago.
You were involved in the process.
The baby is here. The baby's in the back room all by itself. No, its mother is back there feeding it. It may make an appearance on the show. All right, are you guys ready to play Stab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you guys ready to hear us play Stab? All right. Save your energy. Save your energy. It's hot. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Zach Coles on this date, 2003, members of the 101st Airborne of the United States aided a special forces attack in a compound in Iraq, killing Saddam Hussein's sons, Uday and Qusay, along with Mustafa Hussein, Qusay's 14-year-old son, and some bodyguard that they didn't name. Also on this date, 1967, Jimi Hendrix quits as the opening act of the Monkees tour. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Well, to honor both the mismatched pairing of Jimi Hendrix and the Monkees, and also the men and women of our armed forces, I actually opened for the American Special Forces on a raid to take out an Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq.
Really?
I performed stand-up for the terrorists okay. right before they came in and killed them.
Okay.
Those of you who know me might know that I don't actually do stand-up, but when this opportunity presented itself, I mean, how could I say no? So I went to a couple open mics, and I put together a really tight 23 minutes, mostly concerning waffles. Also, a song. I learned how to play guitar, and I made up a song.
Yeah.
Notebook at hand, guitar strapped to my back, I hopped a plane and landed at a secret airbase in Iraq. And I've got to tell you, I was nervous. You know, war? I mean, please, come on. Have you tried being funny in front of people? It's terrifying. Yeah. We, all of us, are the real heroes. So I joined the Special Forces in their Black Hawk helicopter, and at this point I'm questioning everything, every decision I've ever made. Do I open with my joke about terriers? I mean, it killed the first time, but it only did okay the second time. I have to save my observations about Windows 10 for the end, because you know, that's my strongest stuff. Do I open with a song or save it for the middle when things start to lag? You know, war is hell, guys. And before I know it, we've landed 2 clicks from our target. We exit the chopper. I do my Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. Get out of the chopper! Everybody loves it. I'm feeling great, you know? I'm high as a kite, riddled with energy. We crawl on our bellies through the muck and the mud, guitar strapped to my back, and we see the compound. I say, get to the compound! Everybody laughs. I'm so funny, you guys. I follow the path laid out by the team, and I wind up in the living room. I see 8 men turn and point their guns at me. I take out my mini speaker, and I plug my microphone in. What's the deal with terriers? I mean, are they dogs or an obscure show on FX that only had 1 season and deserved many more? They just stare at me. They clearly aren't Donald Logue fans. I mentally remove my material on the Mel Gibson film The Patriot from my set. I recover like a pro. Get me a bagel! Money. They love it, you know. So, let me get this right. The Terminator was a robot? The Terminator was a robot from the future. What's up with that? It's crazy. And at this point, they're eating out of my hands. I ride that high right into my song about the differences between how pancakes and waffles deal with syrup, and they are just rolling in the proverbial aisles. I am just crushing. I set up a premise, deliver that fucking punchline. And then, as I'm in the middle of my closer about Windows 10, the Special Forces barge in the door and they kill them all. Those fuckers. They didn't even give me a chance to, you know, they didn't give me a light either. They just barged right in. Man. My time wasn't up. But you know, I handle that too. I'm a pro. Of course, get to the chopper! It's classic. And as we fly back to base, I look up to the heavens. It's for you, Kuse.
Very good. Zach Coles. That's what he would do. Nick McGavern. On this date, 1916, the Preparedness Day bombing happened. In San Francisco, a bomb explodes on Market Street during a parade, killing 10 and injuring 40. Also on this very date, 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer confesses to killing 17 males in 1978. How did you celebrate the aforementioned topics?
Well, as I do every year, I rose at the crack of dawn to take a stroll through the nearby woods, where I planted a few improvised explosive devices to catch any unsuspecting Boy Scouts that might be wandering through the woods off guard. Okay. As I'm sure many of you know, the motto of the Boy Scouts is, be prepared. Right. And as my insane grandfather used to say, if you ain't prepared for being exploded, you ain't prepared for much. He eventually proved this point when he bit into a grenade, mistaking it for an apple. You know, blowing most of his face off. So once I feel that I've killed and maimed enough Boy Scouts to have taught them a thorough lessons about preparedness and sort of handed out the what I call the shrapnel merit badge, I return to civilization to publicly confess to my crimes. It's actually very lucky for me to be on this podcast on today of all days. So my usual method of confessing is sort of climbing to the top of the largest tree or television tower that I can get my hands on and shouting out my various misdeeds through cupped hands. It's a lot more dangerous and less effective than speaking into this microphone. So let me say, if any of the 6 audience members or anyone listening to this podcast is a law enforcement agent, I hereby confess to blowing up Boy Scouts, Weeblos, et cetera. This is not irony. I will kill again.
All right, good. A stab first. A confession. Thank you very much, Nick. Yes. Yeah, it's like we all have a fever. This is good. I like performing with everyone having a fever. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
This is a weird, this is kind of a weird prompt. Hopefully I read it correctly.
Yeah, because the other two weren't weird.
Yeah, sorry, weirder. I don't know if you knew this, but today is Pi Approximation Day. It's observed on July 22nd since the fraction is 22/7. It's a common approximation of pi, which is accurate to two decimal places and dates from Archimedes. Also on this date, 1918, lightning kills 504 sheep in Utah's Wasatch National Park. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Well, John, I'm just lucky I got here in time for tonight's show, as I spent all morning and afternoon slaving over a hot stove and an even hotter kill floor, making one of my infamous Ride the Lightning Old Number 504 Shepherd's Pie, which has been my family's traditional meal on this date since 1918. I started the morning chanting the cursed words of summoning into my cutting board until the pie's dark, unspeakable recipe was finally revealed to me, scrawled in demon blood on my oven door. Now, you'll know you've chanted the right infernal summoning spell if the bloody words seem to scream your every misdeed directly into the empty chasm where your soul should reside. See, that's where the real flavor comes from. I then rounded up 504 criminal sheep on the flimsiest charges I could be bothered to make up and sentenced them to death in my own specially designed barnyard electric chair. Now, it's fully adjustable, so there's no manner of beast I can't execute to satisfy my most outrageous culinary whim. Now you might be thinking, oh, Dark Lord, isn't 504 sheep way too much meat to make a single shepherd's pie? To which I would reply, absolutely! But I only use the meat from one very specific tendon from the left hind leg of the animal, and then discard the rest of the useless, criminally insane animal. Now that might sound like a lot of waste to you, but trust me, it's best for you. It's best for the animal, and it's best for my delicious, delicious pie. Old number 504 serves 22, unless you got a really hungry crowd, in which case it should be more than enough for seven sheep-hating, cursed pie enthusiasts.
Very good. This was Today Once. Which brings us to our next category called Reorganization. Please take this made-up acronym and reimagine it. Who or what does it now represent in celebration of the new baby I helped get made? Today's acronym is his name, Otto, O-T-T-O. Zach Coles, what does Otto mean to you?
You know him from your favorite Disney Channel show, Hey, We're Rich and Young. How is that going to work out? And from his quadruple platinum single, Baby, Baby, Hey, Baby, Baby, I Want You to Be My Baby. And from his land record-breaking concert at The Hill in Lancashire, England. Now, join Otis Pemberley in his latest series on Disney, Otto. Otis tours the Ostfront. Otis plays a pop star that gets sent back in time to the Eastern Front of World War I. How will he handle the horrible cold, the constant nerve-shattering machine gun fire, the lack of food and water? With a song in his heart. For as long as he can, follow along as a scared, scared, spoiled child is dropped into the horror of war to end all wars. See him be hunted down as an American spy by both the German and Russian forces. The reviews are in. Critics are calling this horrifying, inhuman, and wait, did Disney actually send this kid back in time? Yes, yes, we did. He dared question the mouse. The mouse shall not be questioned. All hail the mouse. Joined by his wacky cartoon dog companion sport. Yes, that's right. We can also make living, breathing cartoons. The mouse is God. God is the mouse. All hail the mouse. Otis runs from atrocity to atrocity. Watch Otis try and avoid the diseases that killed four times as many soldiers as combat did. Otis tours the Ostfront. Then, after Otto, be sure to stick around and watch our other new shows. Miley Cyrus and the Mongol Army. Can Miley make friends with the sourpuss Genghis Khan? Find out! Christina Aguilera and the Crusades. Zach and Cody and Julius Caesar. Only on Disney. Otto, this fall. Watch it.
Very good. Very good. Nick, what does Otto mean to you?
Well, I think we all know a lot of sort of political movements are tied to hashtags these days. This is a movement that's very near and dear to my heart. Hashtag Otto stands for Ovaltine's thirst for Ovaltine. You know, finally, egg-shaped adolescents across the nation are standing up and saying with one voice, give us Ovaltine. We want to drink it. We don't want Nesquik. We don't want Yoo-hoo. We want the sweet chocolate milk that is Ovaltine, and we want to drink it with milk or with water, or we want to snort the powder straight to our dome if we damn well please. Hashtag Otto.
Very good. Ovaltine's thirst for Ovaltine. Very good. Jesse Jones, what does Otto mean to you?
Hey, John.
Hey.
Ever thought about maybe running off on the spur of the moment and backpacking across Europe for the summer? Maybe you've always wanted to buy a hot air balloon with all that disposable income you've got laying around that's in no way budgeted solely to the purchase of plastic pants whose only purpose is to catch shit. Yeah. Hell, maybe you just love nothing more than a single full night's sleep. Well, John, tough shit, you can't. You can't any of those things because you're feeling the very real sting of the Otto, my friend. The soul-cleaving way that offspring typically terminate options. Damn it, John, I tried to warn you. You can't say I didn't try. Nobody can say I didn't warn you. It's on the internet. So tell me, did you suddenly find yourself with way too much money on your hands while simultaneously having fulfilled every dream your heart had ever desired? Because that's the only thing that can explain willingly autoing yourself again, John. You were so close, man! You'd almost completely weathered the auto of your three previous option destroyers. But still, even with those not-too-distant memories of forfeiting your entire life to a helpless, flailing sack of screams, you decided to start all over again! Reset the clock to 18 years again! How could you forget the auto, John? I just hope that you forever remember this night, John. I hope you can never forget this attachment that I have made to your newborn child's very name! And that every time you look down on that little face contorted in gassy neediness, that these words echo through your stupid, stupid head. Otto, John! Offspring typically terminate options.
Very good. Very good. Jesse and I will be fighting later. Okay. That brings us to a third of five categories we're doing tonight. This third category is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Topical Haiku Challenge. Please have written three haiku in regard to the following story. An Alaskan teen texted his mother before being mauled to death by a black bear during a 1.5-mile trail race. We're going to do one at a time. We'll go ahead and start with you, Zach, your first of three.
Always on their phone. Millennials, am I right? Right? Right. Right. I'm right.
All right. Very good. Nick, your first of three.
Siri, Google bears. And how to fight them unarmed? What? No! Don't text mom.
Very good.
My first is titled Cruel Sports. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Stop racing black bears.
All right.
Typical for cops. Why is the bear gotta be black? Profiling, am I right?
All right.
Finding love is tough. These bear pheromones should help. What's that growling noise?
Very good.
Second's titled Sounds Almost Right. Least believable part of the story is a teen texting his mom.
It's true. And your third of three, Zach?
Bear? No.
Very good. We will count that later. Okay. See if it fit the haiku format. Thank you, Zach. Nick?
I'm Lil Chris Robin. Hello, Pooh Bear, my old friend. Stop eating me, please.
Very good. And Jesse?
My third sort of ties into Zach's first, titled The Millennial Goodbye. Bear emoji, send. Knife and fork emoji, send. Skull emoji, send.
Very good. That was Topical Haiku Challenge. Topical Haiku Challenge. Yes. Now, I don't know if I include, well, I do know if I did or not include, but his mother was in the same race with him. I'm just curious, did you guys put together what that text might have been to his mother, other than your haikus? Or
I didn't know she was in the same race.
She was in the same race with him, yeah.
Mom, I told you this natural, organic, honey-based shampoo was a bad idea.
Well, I mean, now that I know they were in the same race, it just feels like a setup to me. She paid off the bear.
They're
a competitive family.
She won last year.
Yeah. I think he figured it out as the bear was eating him. The mom paid him off, so his only text was touche.
Like,
you got me.
Yeah, you got me this time, Mom.
ROFL, rolling on the floor, lacerated. Maybe, I don't know, that would be like a... All right. This next segment is called Department of Tourism. Congrats, gentlemen. You've all been hired as the new tourism director of the following places. Please make us want to come there and vacation. Zach Coles, the name of the city you were given, was Burndis Bish Downington. Burndis Bish Downington.
As the director of tourism for Burndis Bish Downington, I always get asked, hey, yous, an entire city of empty buildings made of wood with wires hanging all around over the place? Yeah, an entire city of empty buildings. That would be awful if you came to and had some stuff you don't want. For example, the police to find, wink, be lost in a terrible accidental fire that in no way could be connected to you in any way, wink, legally speaking, wink, wink. Come to Burndis Bish Downington. You got a problem? We got a solution. Fire. That's our solution. Got a car with a problem in the trunk? Wink. Come to one of our garages. There might be an accidental fire? Wink. That might happen to get rid of any identifiable evidence? Wink. Such that the cops will never be able to charge an entirely innocent person such as yourself? Wink. Burndis Bish Downington. The city with the highest rate of accidental fires happening. Come on, bring your kids. Cook some marshmallows over the open fire of a building holding something that used to be the tools with which you made wink drugs, wink. Hell, let them light the match that accidentally starts the accidental accident that gets rid of anything so that if the cops do show up, it'll be your kids that goes to jails and not you, wink. Burndis Bish Downington. Come on, it's right there in the name.
Very good, Zach. Burndis Bish Downington. Nick McGavern. The name of your city is called Parolville. Parolville.
Whatever happened to old O.J. Simpson? He wowed us with his skills on the football field and stole our hearts with his comedic stylings in The Naked Gun 2.5. Then we never really heard much from him again. Well, it turns out he's in Parolville. The little town where everyone's on their best behavior. We've got delicious restaurants, from our swankiest joint run by Martha Stewart, right on down to our local Subway franchise, managed by the Sandwich King himself, Jared Fogle. Hey, maybe you'll even want to move here, in which case you'll enroll your kids in our excellent school system, run by convicted war criminal Thomas Lubanga Dilo. If he can teach kids to fight in an endless civil war, he can certainly teach them, you know, math. Paroleville, get here.
Very good, Nick. Jesse Jones, make us want to come to Mediocre City. Mediocre City.
Thank you for ultimately settling on Mediocre City. We realize you have your choice in underwhelming vacation destinations. Below averagesburg, disappoint Sylvania, and of course, underwhelmington. But you finally gave up and just went with us. And as our town motto proudly boasts, we thank you for your frustrated resignation. After trying and failing to find anything interesting to do in town, why not visit the Mediocre City Zoo? We don't have any real specific exhibits. Mostly we just leave food and water out in the enclosures, and occasionally a stray cat or a squirrel or a raccoon wanders in, and you can look at them. Need a bite to eat after all that excitement? Why not stop by one of our many Rory McDouglas's hamburger shacks and pick up an adequate meal for the kids? All adequate meals come complete with one unwrapped toy that vaguely resembles a famous cartoon character and never isn't sticky for some reason. For a taste more exotic, why not try a Sushi Tim's and his house specialty, the better-than-starving roll? As one recent 2-star Yelp reviewer described it, it tasted like a handful of BBs wrapped in an old kitchen sponge. But I guess, what more was I expecting? For the sports fans, check out the Mediocre City participants as they fight to hold on to fourth place in their division. Treat the whole family to a barely passable night of sport at Mediocre City Field, where somehow, beyond all architectural reason, absolutely every seat boasts some level of obstructed view. Mediocre City. We hope you enjoy your stay, and if you do, you'll be the first.
Very good. That was Department of Tourism, which brings us to our final category. Oh, we heard the hush. Okay. called Pickup Lines. Please have written 5 pickup lines from the following people and or things. Zach Coles, you are to have written 5 pickup lines from the perspective of an overworked blender. Let's hear the first one. We'll do one.
Hey, babe, you ever been pureed?
All right, very good. Nick, a belly button from the perspective of a belly button.
Girl, you turned my innie into an outie.
Very good. Jesse Jones, Captain Crunch.
Hey, girl. Is that a bowl of milk in your pants? Or are you just getting soggy to see me?
Okay. Oh, boy. Very good. Zach, again, from your overworked blender.
I'd like to take you home, pull some juice on you, throw in some veggies, and make you into a healthy drink that you could substitute for breakfast, baby.
Very good. Nick, from the belly button again.
I sure hope you haven't given up eating lint for Lent.
Jesse Jones, Captain Crunch.
On that same sort of...
all right, girl. Turnabout's fair play. How about you hop on this mustache and let me scrape up the roof of my mouth on that pussy?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah. I'll never eat Captain Crunch again. Same way. No. Zach, overwork blender.
I got three settings. Light, medium, and oh my god. Light and medium are broken.
Very good. Nick?
Hey, I haven't felt disconnected to another person since the umbilical cord connecting to me to my mother was cut. Please fill that emotional and physical void.
Very good. Very good. Jesse Jones.
Yeah. Before you ask, yes, the deck does match the sails. By which I do mean that I'm smooth as a hardwood floor down there.
Very good. Zach, you're fourth of five, I believe.
Hey, you. I'm sorry. I'm not normally like this. I'm working too much, and I guess I'm not coping well. I'll just leave you alone.
Nick.
If you think you've already penetrated every hole in the human body, buddy, I've got news for you.
Very good. Jesse Jones.
Excuse me, but are you the rank of admiral? Because you seem entirely unattainable to me.
Very good. Very good. And the last of the pickup lines from an overworked blender from Zach Coles.
Please love me! I'm a blender! I shouldn't have emotions! But I do! And they're awful.
Very good, Zach. Very good. Nick.
If you blow on me, then it makes a whistling sound like blowing on a jug. Fun.
Very good. And Jesse Jones, the last from Captain Crunch.
Girl, I can't wait to get you home. And oops, all berries all over your back.
Very good. That was Stab. One more time for the comedians you see to this evening. You saw. I see this evening. Zach Coles, Nick McGavern, and Jesse Jones. Guys, if you'd like to hear more Stab, you can go to one of our many online outlets. You can go to stabforgold.com, stab, the number 4, gold.com, or go to iTunes. Subscribe to the show. We have 104 episodes up there, I think. So go check that out. Thank you guys for coming. Good night. Thank you.
Thanks for sticking through the heat, everybody.
Thank you.
You're the real heroes.